for which one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Chief Schwinn. Tom?
Here.
Trustee Kinsey, I'm here. Trustee Oberle?
Here.
Trustee Duffy?
Here.
Fiscal Officer, Mr. O'Keefe?
Here.
Yes. Okay. Any changes or additions to the agenda?
Redactions? I'm joking.
Okay. Do we have a
motion to approve?
Second. Okay.
Aye.
No guest speakers. Are there any audience comments or questions or topics for tonight?
Yeah, I do. I just got a few questions, but one big question is, how does the township discern zoning in the township? Here, we'll make a drive, for example. What's the criteria? You just kind of decide on a spur of the moment, you have something cut out, or you just fly by the seat of your pants? I got some follow-up questions too for you.
Okay. We follow Franklin County guidelines for zoning.
Franklin County's. So how do you determine whether it's commercial or residential?
Yeah.
We do not.
Franklin County makes those determinations.
No or not?
I
ask a question. Is it a Homemaker Drive? Is it commercial or is it residential? You say it's a county or the township or whatever. Can't you give me an answer?
Well, we don't have the plat in front of us, but the Franklin County has developed for the township a plat of land and its classifications of zoning, and it's all definitions in the Franklin County Code in terms of what the criteria are and how things are zoned. But I would think probably some of it is mostly residential, but there may be some commercial.
Just commercial on the Columbus ends of it. Everything else is residential down through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Homemaker Drive, is that residential or is that commercial?
Well, your property is, yours is residential, because after you were here at the last meeting, I ran into Mr. Bailey and talked to him, and he said, where you are, that's residential.
What address are you referring to?
Well, your house is. I don't know what your address is. Off the top of my head, I don't know.
I'm speaking of 1280 Homemaker Drive.
That one I don't know. I didn't ask about that address.
Should be residential.
Would that be on the auditor's site? Yeah.
They tell me that, I'm not going to say who, but that it's a residential, and by being residential, this is not supposed to be parking commercial vehicles on the property. Is that correct?
You can have.
Huh?
I just know what I was told that I can't answer for sure, because I have to put my memory of what was told to me, and that's not fair.
So you don't know one of those?
No.
Franklin County Board of Zoning could tell you. Joe Bailey down there.
I talked to him, and I don't think he knows either.
No, he knows. He knows. Once again, please don't quote me on this, but I thought he told me you could have up to 20 vehicles on your property.
20 vehicles.
I thought that's what he told me, but I won't swear to it.
You're allowed to have 20 vehicles on your...
No, I said I believe that's what he told me. I can't swear to it.
And that's vehicles that are drivable.
Drivable.
That are drivable and licensed and tagged and all that.
I don't know about licensed or drivable.
Drivable.
What about if they're supposed to have tags on them or not?
That part I can't answer you.
What's the address?
Are they allowed to be commercial, or are they allowed to be private?
Separated Homemaker.
That part I can answer you, sir.
Yeah, I can't remember that.
Yeah, that parcel is a residential parcel.
What's that?
The 1280 Homemaker.
Residential?
It's residential.
Okay. Are you allowed to have a commercial property, vehicles parked on that property?
Doesn't have a map. This is the
mapping.
Okay. Where's the map?
Is that the one you sold?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a mess going on there.
What's that?
He's got a mess going on there.
That's what I...
Can anybody answer my question?
No, we cannot, and give you an accurate answer on that. You'd, that would be Joe Bailey that could give you the answer on.
That's not our jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's.
We don't have any legal authority on that. That is, you know, that is done through Franklin County. So, you know, if you have a list of questions, we're happy to work with you to try to make sure you get answers. But that's the jurisdiction of the county.
Is he running, do you think he's running a business out of there? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know he is. Let me show you some pictures.
And that would be a problem.
Yeah. And if a formal complaint would need to be made before Franklin County would get involved, correct?
Correct.
Right, but we can file a complaint.
Yeah.
I got some papers here. I can prove what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not going to give it to you guys today, but it's going to come out. You can start passing these down to Ray. I'll give him some of them to him. He's probably seen them all.
All those cars.
No, this is the one.
It's probably out in the street. I'm surprised you didn't hit it.
I noticed that it was out by the street. Yeah.
See that picture there? What do you think? What about this one here? You see what's on the back of that? It's not a bicycle. Commercial tags right there.
Yeah, and I don't know that he's not allowed to park it there for sure. I know that we've got a guy down there on Kanawha that brings his work truck and parks at the back of his property, and he's legal to do that.
That's correct.
We have another guy in another part of the township that has a work truck he brings home and parks around back of his house out of the alley. And we looked into that. It was legal for him to park.
I'm not going to let you read this, but right here I can prove what I'm saying.
Yes. So, but there again, zoning is not our expertise.
This is from Franklin County.
Zoning?
Yeah.
Who gave that to you? So did you get that from Joe Bailey? Did he send it to you?
Well, you'll find out later. You guys want to see it?
I actually looked over his shoulder a little
bit. All right,
bit
how about you?
But,
of course. Yeah, thanks for sharing with us.
This is a commercial truck. He's business. He comes in every night with a load of junk on his air conditioning's on him. Here's another one. Here's another one. This truck here's a commercial truck. This truck here's sitting out almost on the road. I'm surprised he didn't hit it with it the other day. Yeah. He knows it's the truth too, isn't it?
It's real close to the road out there, yeah. I didn't know whether maybe he had just gotten stuck there or something.
No, it ain't. He's parked there. It's been there for a while. But you guys need to get this guy cleaned up here. It's just another thing he's got here too. It's, see this here? He's got mulch all over the yard. He's going to have rats and all the wild animals in there this summer. It's terrible. Somebody needs to open their eyes up and start doing something.
You know, why don't we start? We'll call Joe Bailey tomorrow.
Whatever you need to do.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm not gonna let you read this, but this will back up what I'm saying, and this is from Franklin County.
Yeah, is that a zoning issue, or is that a? Did they send a zoning letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Send it to me. I got it.
Okay.
Well, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
The pictures?
Yeah.
I did. I will.
Did you see them? I hate to be a complainer, but it proves in the pudding right here. You see it?
The pictures, yeah.
Don't that look like a nice neighbor? Look at this here. See that junk in the back of his truck? It goes out every day and comes back in every day. You see that right here? I mean, somebody needs to step up to the plate and start getting this cleaned up. I mean, guy down the street that, I don't know who he was, moving in here, he had the same, not exact, but he looked terrible. I presume you guys or whoever took care of it and got him straightened out. Do you remember that? Guy down the end of the street?
Down at the end of the street, yeah, that was Mark Higdon took care of that.
Who?
Mark Higdon.
Well, I don't know who was, but at least they got it straightened out. It looks halfway decent. But the this mulch, you know, do you understand what I'm not talking about a little bit of mulch. Did you notice the other day when he was there? He's got big piles of it. I mean, if you needed that mulch, you need to put it in the back of the lot and not out in the front yard. It looks terrible. And all these evidence. The rats and all the wild, that's what rats and groundhogs and all that, that's what they live in. You know that?
No.
Huh?
That's, I don't disagree with you.
I just ask you, that's what they live in, right?
I don't know.
Well, sure they do. That's how they, am I right?
They will live in the ground, yes.
Huh?
Rats live in the ground.
Yeah, but you got this mulch, sooner or later they're going to start making nests and everything else. It's going to be foxes and wild animals, you know. What neighbor wants all that kind of stuff in their house? You want something, I can come up to your house?
Not at all.
But nobody else does either.
Well, thanks for bringing it to our attention. It sounds like John's gonna follow up with you and Joe. John's gonna follow up with you and Joe at the county to get the ball rolling on that. And certainly wouldn't want that happening anywhere in the township. Okay, you'll probably.
Do you want me to call you? Do you want me to call you with an update?
Yeah, if you could.
What's a good number?
It's 614-890-0139. 890-0139.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. And thank you for that thorough overview.
Yeah. And I hate to be a jerk, but man,
it's frustrating.
Yeah. I ain't gonna mention any names, but I've got a lot of neighbors that I know, older neighbors around there, complaining about that. And another thing I wanted to bring out too is that they had chickens there, and the chickens. They run chickens all over the creation. They live in my house, and they crap in the yard, and they crap in the driveway. I mean, how would you like to go out and get in your car and you step in that crap? Well, somebody come into your house, and they've got chicken manure on your feet. Would you like that? Well, that's what happens over there.
Okay.
It's about time for them to start stepping up the plate and make them keep it pinned up.
There's a permit process for that as well.
I'm sorry?
There's a permit process for chickens as well, so that may be something.
Well, whatever it takes to do, but they need to keep on that side of the road.
Yeah. We'll get it going, see what we can do.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Yeah. Any other resident comments?
Thanks for plowing the streets.
Yeah. Which time?
All right.
We got stuck, so it's all good.
Did we get any follow-up from local waste?
Well, we at least have a story.
A good one?
Yeah, John's laughing. So I sent an email to local waste the night we had the meeting, right?
Yeah.
I sent a follow-up with him, and he never heard back, and I thought this is kind of strange. John and I were just talking, and I'm like, you know, I don't know why he is so responsive. So I called him on his mobile phone. He no longer works for local waste.
Oh, no.
Mr. Trash.
Well,
yeah,
that'll do it.
Yeah.
Since last March.
Oh, wow.
And so we never got a kickback or any type of response. So we'll keep it on the agenda, and I'll call the main number tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow. The position didn't get a kickback?
We had a complaint that from one of the residents that they were putting trash cans like in the middle of the street, and they were just not taking care of things. You weren't here for that, but... It wasn't in our neighborhood, it was somewhere else.
He was good, too.
Yeah, he was really good. He was
very good.
Yeah, it's too bad. Well,
all right,
next.
Just don't think of him when you think of trash, right?
That's right.
So the mosquito management contract.
That's the board's already approved that. They just sent it back and want the signature of the chair, and all three copies will be mailed back to them.
And then they'll
sign it. And then send us on.
And that goes under the police budget?
That's, yes, I think it is this year. And that's a 2019 to 21, and the base plan was selected.
I'm next. next, of course. Water District update. So we are marching through the process with the Court of Common Pleas. Our attorney had one initial meeting with the judge that went extremely well. That was, I think, January 22nd. On Monday, February 11th, is the hearing with Dan Hawkins. He provided some substantial information justifying the district, and it sounds like everybody's fairly optimistic that that's going to move forward, potentially even as soon as next week. And then, so the next OWDA roundtable cycle for some of the funding options is coming up in April, and Bill and I and somebody from Delco are planning to go to that and re-present our case. There's going to be a number of different funding sources around the table.
We went last spring, just to get a sense of what would be there.
A lot of the funding sources we couldn't even qualify for because we couldn't file for public funds. On Monday evening, I went to the office hours that Beth Liston was having at the Worthington Library, and I talked to her about the water situation just to get her up to speed, since we're probably going to be hoping for some state funding assistance on the project as well, so just to kind of get the ball rolling with her. What else? Oh, we have, so of the 73 buildings, residents in Mount Air, 61 have committed to jumping onto the project. Four have said no, and the others we haven't gotten a response from at all, so I assume some of them will probably join in, which are extremely good numbers. So,
I think the four that said no were because they needed to just put in the wells, or they just updated the wells and thought they would be good for quite a long time.
Yeah, and at some point they'll probably change their minds on that, but for now we've got better numbers than I had hoped for, which is very, very good. So, yeah, I'll probably put something in the next newsletter with just more of an update on that. The funding is going to be the biggest critical piece. I think once the district's formed, Delco is going to get some of the more granular engineering work done. So we have, because there are a couple different ways the lines could go that will substantially increase or decrease the cost of the project, which when we go to our funding sources, we need more defined costs to pitch. So anyway, that's been a huge, huge project. And I hate to knock on wood at this point, but we haven't had any breaks for a little while. Oh, it's been really nice.
Hot there.
Bill's our new official operator as well. So Bill officially got his license and took over operating the system, and he's our new Larry Patterson.
A lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if things hold together, it's not too bad.
Congratulations,
and condolences. If things hold together,
we're so sorry.
Right.
So that's all I have on that. OBC?
Great, thank you. Yeah, very excellent update. The Continental still needs to get to 50% of the tenants before they can move forward. That is a process. I think they expect to get to that number by the end of the month. Worthington has some questions that have not been answered yet on the impacts, so they're working on that. They've agreed to pay all our legal costs for the TIF work, and that bill was about $8,000 to $9,000.
Wow,
so
wonderful.
They're going to be covering that cost, which is really good for the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
That we agreed. We argued that that was really benefit to them, that work, where the JED really benefits us. So they will, we will pay for the JED, which is actually a lot cheaper in terms of the amount of legal work. I've talked to the Metro Parks. He's bringing it up to his board on the concept. He's not opposed to it. He's given me approval because you never want to go over Tim Maloney's head. He's given me approval to talk with his board as well. I met with one of the board members already and educated him on why. So I've got two more board members to discuss it with. So the goal would be to try to do it all one time if we can. I've reached out to the Gottman Guild, the executive director of the Gottman Guild, Alan Moss.
Yeah.
The other issue was? Okay, well, maybe you should be called.
I could talk to her.
Yeah. So that would be, so that's the other one that we need to lock down. So that's the OVC update.
Cool.
Are they still talking about annexing mental parks?
Yes, well, no. Let me actually be clearer than that. Westerville met with the Metro Parks and proposed annexation. Nothing has come of that, so they're not moving. They're not moving on it right now. So
I hadn't heard anything else after what I texted you that day, so I didn't.
Yeah, and I think we've got some leverage with them a little bit in terms of.
They know they'll get better, but
yeah, that's more. Yeah,
they'll get better, more personal service out of us.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So that's my update.
Okay. General fund sustainability. We've been talking about the strategic planning process for a while. I think we're getting ready to kind of kick that back into gear. There's a few things that, are obvious places that I think we could look at some cost savings that will either benefit the general fund and or just benefit the township in general. So maybe we can get into a little discussion about some of those. I think we've all met with John O'Keefe and we've had discussions with the different department heads and just trying to figure out, how can we be a little leaner? How can we look forward next 3 to 5 to 10 years and try to line ourselves up for technology and other changes that are going to make it easier for us to be a small township and be as efficient as possible and still offer the great services that we do. So I went to the OTA conference last week, a couple of days of it, and I wasn't in traffic for 2 hours trying to get there. And a couple of the courses I went to, one on township benefits, opened up my eyes to a few things that townships can do that private sector can't do, which could probably save us a fair amount in benefits costs, healthcare benefits specifically, and offer more value to our employees. I think it could be a real win-win. So I'd like to dig into that over the next, it sounds like we're in our renewal, so I don't think we can change that midstream, but setting up for next year, I'd like to kind of take on a more of a comprehensive review of compensation and benefits to try to come up with ways that we can reduce those costs and, again, offer greater value to our employees. We don't want to do anything that takes anything away from them, but we want to do things that help us and give them more than what they're getting now. I just think things have gotten kind of automated to the point where we've lost some traction with some things we can do there. So that's one thing. I also went to a course on inside millage, which was kind of eye-opening as well, because there were some things discussed there that were different than what we had been told. I don't know who would be the best one to take on that project to say, is that something that could be used for the general fund, under what conditions, so that if we needed a temporary bridge until the JEDs get going, that could be a potential option. That's a little out of my scope, but that may be something we could take on.
Yeah. And I think that's one where we kind of relied on the prosecutor's office, right? And I think that's kind of that may be outside of their expertise. So the Brocious firm, I think, has always been good. Maybe we can see if they have any knowledge, and maybe they can put a proposal together.
Do you want to maybe give a call in to Heidi Fowl and see if she has any recommendations on who to speak with and maybe have somebody knowledgeable about that?
I want to say I reached out. When we first had that discussion, I reached out to her, and she pointed me to a couple of the township's fiscal officers to talk to, and I've talked to a number of them, the Franklin County people, and a lot of them were using inside millage for the general fund, and they were saying, why are you guys being told you can't? I'm like, I don't know. That was what she pointed me to other townships, and so I don't know. I mean, I think you've talked to some.
I don't know whether they had legal people on their board. For the association,
they don't give legal advice. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the prosecutors, I'm trying to think of his other name, Scott Baltes, he basically said we can't use inside millage in Sharon Township. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is the way we're configured, you have three entities voting in on the elected officials, and for some reason, I'm thinking the one. The gentleman that has experience in election down there, prosecutor
Harold Anderson?
Yeah, Harold Anderson. That's what he said.
Because because we have the village. But see, that wouldn't be collected in the village of Riverly.
Yeah. So I think we just need someone
City of
creatively
but that could be
navigate.
The issue.
Yeah.
The other two jurisdictions within the township.
Well, even within that, there's 10 mills between the three, and if there's mills left over, any of them can ask for them. So I don't understand. So that's where we just need somebody to help us say, this is our goal, how can this be done? And the one other thing that Inside Millage, they said, could be used for is to pay off debt obligations for the general fund. So if we needed to borrow money to bridge us and then use the Inside Millage to pay, I mean, I don't care. You need someone to help us.
It might be wise to just get
outside
someone,
the box.
You know, at the brochures fund
yeah.
to give an opinion on that.
Yeah.
And
how can we do it? Don't ask,
fresh,
can we? Just say, how can we do it if we
I think
need
we're
it.
Just getting too many different answers from too
yeah.
many different directions, and I think maybe we just need to go with our team
yeah.
to...
Agree. Who wants to take that one on?
I'm happy to. I mean, it's kind of a legal issue. I'm happy to take it on and bring back a recommendation.
Okay. And then the other thing we've been batting around is the building. And like I said, I'm not opposed to the building. I just think it's a colossal, inefficient thing right now. And there are a lot of things, there are a lot of pieces that would go into, and we're not going to be making any decisions on this anytime soon, but I would like to get some sense of what the property would be worth if we did consider selling and reestablishing elsewhere. So, if that's something that we can at least explore, it gives us information we don't have to do anything with, but, I mean, if we're going to put more money into it, decide we're going to stay here for another 10 years, we need to shore up this, that, and the other. Is it worth the investment? Are we beyond the tipping point of we're going to start to devalue? I mean, our utility bills are insane, and the building's empty so much of the time. So, I mean, I think the most important thing is we'd have to make sure that we were able to take care of the police department, whether it's an arrangement to stay here and we lease it, but the rest of the building is owned by somebody else, or we reestablish it, but we make sure it's done correctly. I mean, that would be absolute job number one before we would make any decisions. We'd make sure everybody was okay with that. But, I mean, we may not do anything. I just think it's something we should keep on the table until we know for sure what we want to do. So I'll just throw that out there. Are there other, I mean, those are kind of some big ones right now. But, I mean, I'd like to start lining these things back up into the strategic plan where, again, you know, we did the surveys and we know what's important to our residents. The one thing that I'm really, really committed to is I don't want to go back to the residents and ask for more money when I think we can scale back on some things. And again, not all of them are going to benefit the general fund. But we're not doing the strategic plan for the general fund. We're doing it for the township, and it's long-term, and it goes way beyond. I mean, and I think a lot of people feel that DeWine's going to be more friendly to local government, so we may get some funds back that way. And so we have a short-term issue that hopefully we'll have things in place soon, but long-term, I mean, we're a small township and we have to be lean and efficient. So we do really, really well, but things are going to get harder. Benefits are going to get more expensive. The building's going to get more expensive. And, you know, we just want to get to the point where we're really set up for the future.
You have someone who could come in and take a look at this building and give you a guess.
I think
impression.
We could probably bring in, you know, two or three commercial realtors just to shoot the breeze a little bit and say, I mean, because I think,
The name that we bought that was with us when we bought the building.
Monahan.
Huh?
Monahan,
yeah.
Because
he's already done some stuff here. He would probably have
a pretty good building.
He knows
the
building.
Configuration of the building would probably not work for most businesses, and if I had a guess, it would probably be more of a medical kind of a thing that would go in here. I would guess that anybody coming in would raise the building and start over. So as we look to, even if we stayed here another 3 to 5 years, we just want to be careful how much we invest in doing things that are not going to benefit us when we sell, because it's not going to matter. You know, it gives us information we can use no matter what we do.
Well, Tom's right. We've been very frugal. I think you know we run a lean department. But you know, since we bought this building, I've always said that this is an underutilized building, right? We're with the work that John does and others, we've got good rentals. I think we're we're operating at a, where we're covering our cost here, right? But this building's going to start to get expensive, right? And I think we need to know what a cost of roof replacement is going to be, what if we can
air
conditioners. I mean, we, I think we paid $82 or $83 a square foot here, right? So if, what is that now? Is it 120? What is that number? And is that money better kept invested in the building? Or do we, does Chief need the current space or better space at a lower cost? You know, I think we just need, I think it makes sense to look at.
How's commercial sales going? Is it a seller's market in the commercial field too? I know residential is pretty much a seller's market.
Yeah, I'm not as tied in with the commercial. I think it's probably going to be more even. I mean, I see a lot of lease for lease signs out and things like that. In terms of purchasing, I mean, this is kind of an ideal location for medical because it's kind of a nice medical corridor. So it could be valuable because it's a fair amount of space, the green space. They just have to, you know, figure out what they're going to put here. They could go up a couple stories and probably get a nice amount of space beyond what we have. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it would be a hard sell if we priced it accordingly. But, again, I don't even have a sense of what that price would be. So,
what, so do we invite a realtor to come and talk to us at the meeting? Or
I mean, I think we could probably do a walkthrough with a few and maybe invite one back to more, you know, maybe decide who we thought we could work with better and then have them come and present more formally. I think it'd be hard for them to walk through and present in front of everybody when we just met us. But, I mean, I'm happy to, I don't know if you guys know Monty, and I don't, I can bring somebody through that I know. And again, it's just information. If we decided, you know, that was something we were definitely interested in, I think the first thing would be to figure out what we would do in terms of the police departments and make sure the chief's very actively involved in that so that we have, again, the goal is to give us more than what we have and line us up for the future versus take away and lose anything. We don't want to lose anything. It's only going to get better with what we end up doing, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it makes sense. I think maybe, you know, we maybe form a small committee on it and include the, you know, the chief and his team just to visit, you know, make sure that we're gathering that data. Yeah. Chief, does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's a what?
Well, there's other things. Yes, that makes sense. Never mind. I know there's just something that was told to me today that I know some people, something that may be interesting, but I've been asked not to say anything yet, so I can't. Start this conversation.
How did you start that?
You're saying it without saying it. What are you saying?
Are you saying other location?
There may be other options coming.
There may be other options coming to help share the building.
Table this till next.
I will meet with somebody. As a matter of fact, I was going to talk to you about it in private because I just can't share it.
Okay. I will.
I've been told they weren't supposed to tell me.
Okay.
it involves another government entity.
Okay.
I'll put it that way. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. I'm just saying.
But that goes along with what you're saying is better utilize the building. There's.
Yes,
be something,
I mean, if there's other options, I think we just need to know what all of our options are.
And even that would be a temporary thing for a couple of years, but which goes along with what you're talking about, if it comes out.
That's where we, that's what we need is temporary.
Could buy us some time.
Buy us some time to get the Jeds up and going.
And it helps us make decisions about repairs and stuff.
Okay. Oh, that's right, you're off tomorrow, sorry.
I will say, though, if you bring someone to go to the building.
Yeah.
Because of state and federal regulations, I don't know if you noticed, we got signs up there yet. And so we got to make sure either the lieutenant or I are here to escort whoever going through our part.
Okay.
Matter of fact, that inspector was, what, 3 Fridays ago? They do check up on us every so often to make sure we're following those rules. Remember all those threats they used to make when they were doing? They're carrying them out now. So that's all I'm asking is make sure.
Maybe we just don't have to look at the building in the next. Yeah.
They're checking to make sure we have all the secret stuff that's only in certain locations, and that's why you're not allowed to go through.
Do we have an architectural?
And if you do, you got to go with us. You got to sign a sheet saying you went through there.
Do we have an architectural drawing of the building, a rendering?
Yes.
They might not even need to walk through that part.
Share it. We've got little ones. I think in your office there's a big one.
Yeah, laid out here for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's in a corner of the file cabinets, but she's also got little ones.
If she could scan me one, I could provide that.
Okay, I won't be here tomorrow. You'll have to...
I can email her. Okay. Anything else on that? And maybe 30...
I would tell you there real quick on that. Yeah. It's the original floor plan. There's been alterations since then.
I think they just need to see the shell.
Square footage.
The shell. Yeah.
And just so you know, I don't know if you know this, not originally, this building is built as a daycare.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it'll be again.
Yeah.
I actually would be a great location personally.
This would be good daycare space.
Yeah.
Wide open. So what's our takeaways on all this? What's our actionable?
Well, I want to take on the benefits and compensation, so I'm probably going to schedule a meet with Todd and kind of get a start with him. And I've got some information on what we're paying now. So that I can start to put some of that together. And I'd like to do a little market analysis on some on the staff positions so that I can figure out what we should, you know, what the pay ranges should be and make sure we're lining up to right size those as well if they're under. So I can, that will be a quick project that'll probably roll over the next few months, and I'll probably get with each of you guys about those. I think the real estate, like I said, I'm happy to bring through the person I know. If you want to do Monahan, that's fine. We have a couple different people we're talking to, and then you're going to follow up with the inside millage discussion. And I think when we, if we can put the strategic plan back on the agenda starting next time, I'd like to bring the Starboard back together and kind of get some feedback, kind of update them with some things. I'll start to drop some things back into the format for that. And I think one of the other important pieces that's going to come with all of this is just transparency and communication plan. And Lindsay, I think you could probably help take some lead on that as well, so that we get as much input as we can. I mean, we did the surveys over the summer, so I think we just want to make sure we're keeping pulse with where people are with it. That a good start?
Better than I could have done. Yeah, good summary.
Okay. So, first quarter newsletter. I didn't get my article in. I'm sorry. I will the next time, and I'll have more to share. There wasn't room for me anyway, right?
Well, and actually, it was nice that we were able to get the pull the ads in so that it paid for itself.
That is great. Mm-hmm. I'll move approval.
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, new business. So the Franklin County Township Association meeting that happened, was that January?
Yeah.
I don't even know what month it is. Morpsey was there, and you know, I've gone to several of the meetings, and they seem to be pretty active. We're one of the few townships in Franklin County that isn't a member, and they price the membership according to the number of unincorporated residents that we have, so it would be in the neighborhood of $1,000 or so, the way it breaks out. I guess my question to you guys, because you've been doing this longer than I have, it sounds like there's a number of benefits to being involved with Morpsey, and I wanted to see if that would outweigh the cost. If we joined, say, mid-year, I think they prorate the amount, so maybe we could wait till June or July when we could kind of maximize our involvement with them. Like, what comes with that?
I know they do a number of grants and things like that. I didn't know. I kind of looked into it before, but I can't remember. I don't know, was there anything in particular that you kind of noticed, or?
Well, they sent some things to John O'Keefe and I should bring it up on my phone, but it's going to be awfully little. And it sounded like, yeah, that there's some access to grants and some different things, but they, and they're happy to, we could actually invite them to come present the next time, and maybe that would be a good topic for a guest speaker. And you know, they're promoting membership and everything, but you know, with even the water district and things, they may have some advocacy. They are pretty well connected with a lot of things.
You're still should be entitled to those grants, whether you're a member or not.
I think we are, but I don't know. It sounds like it kind of moves the front of the line a little bit.
My understanding, at least years ago, the difference was that you had a voting voice, that you got to vote on issues and stuff that came before the board. I don't think it's a bad idea to look into it, but given our circumstances, I'm not sure it's money well spent.
Well, I did make the statement earlier that if it's something we think would be of great value, I'd be happy to donate my next pay to do it so it wouldn't hit the general fund. If there's enough value there, I'm good with that. So I'll invite the membership lady to the next meeting. Or one of the upcoming meetings and see what we can get out of that.
I just wonder if we invite her, we don't join. Who is it?
What was her name? I can send you the email. I'll send the email. John, you have the email. Could you shoot it out to them? It's got some detail in it. But even if we do and we say that, you know, we're going to wait until our funds replenish a little bit, she'll be okay with that.
That's good.
I think they're really good to work with down there. I know on the grants that we did for the road work years ago, they walked me through all of that stuff and helped me get that stuff done.
That's great.
Was that Wilma Yoder back then?
Wilma Yoder, yeah.
She's retired now, I think.
I don't know.
I think she's gone.
She may be. Yeah. She's been there quite a while. So I'm one to talk.
All right. Are you looking it up, John?
Yeah, I'll find it.
Well, you're up on the agenda, so do you want us to skip past you and come back?
Yes, I have two items. First one, I wrote a letter to mail it out to BioGreen Ohio and BioGreen that their service in 2019 has been canceled by the board. Credit card, we have a credit card policy in the township, law passed, the update, and I did like what they had out of the Ohio Township Association that was written up by the Brochus firm. So I downloaded it, and Sharon and I tried to fix it. And so I asked them to send me something in Word, and I told Sharon, if we don't have it by Friday, we'll just over a week type it up. Mm-hmm. I'll send that out. So I figure sometime next week we'll have to get that. Other than that, that's all.
All right. Nothing from you? Okay. Rhodes.
Okay, I do have a few more things on the agenda. The last round of snow removal, just to let you know what we've been up to this year, we've got 133 and a half hours of snow removal hours in this year. We've picked up 89 and a half tons of salt. We probably put down about 69, almost 70 tons. And we've gone through 749 gallons of brine so far this year. So we've been pretty busy. Unfortunately, on the last big storm, as we were on our final cleanup, more or less, we had two guys that were out all night, and then William Benson and I came in on Friday morning, and Benson was out on Homemakers and Hildreth, just about to the intersection there, in the new truck, and it quit moving.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
So
I just don't plow my cruiser.
So something has happened to the air compressor. Basically, the air brakes locked up. I called out there at FIDA and talked to our salesman, and he says, well, it is under warranty, but he was down at the Township Association thing, so he said call service. They told me more than likely it was just the brake lines were froze up, and that if that was the case, they couldn't even look at it until today. And if I had it towed out to them, that we'd have to pay the bill anyway if it was frozen airlines. Uh-huh. So I'm looking, and it's pretty caked everywhere. I thought, well, it could be. So we called Rusty's Towing, and we had to actually get two tow trucks because none of our other trucks will haul that plow. None of the plows are interchangeable. The truck can only be towed from the front. So we had a roll back come and pick up the snow plow, and then the big truck bring the other truck back in, and then we were able to get enough air into it to drive it into the shop. And so I let it sit in there the rest, another couple hours while we finished cleaning stuff up, hosed it down with hot water. Still nothing. No, wouldn't build any air pressure at all. So I thought, well, I'll just let it sit. You know, it's only been a couple hours. It's been out in the cold all night long. So I came in Saturday morning, and I knew everything would be thawed by then. Nothing.
Wow.
So the salesman from FIDA came out Monday morning and took a look at it. He wanted to listen to it, thinking maybe it was something simple. He could drive it out there and do a quick fix and drive it out there and have him fix it right. He said, that air compressor doesn't sound good at all. I said, well, that's what I told him when I took it in a while back, that stuff was rattling and I thought it was running too much. I said, but that doesn't sound bad at all compared to what it usually sounds like. So I don't know. So anyway, he's picking up the tow bill from Homemakers to the shop and from the shop to FIDA for us. I don't know about the snowplow part, whether they'll cover that wrecker or not. I'm assuming they will. But it's out there now. I haven't heard from them yet to find out for sure what's wrong with it. But pretty disappointing when we needed it
yeah.
at times the most. It couldn't have been farther away from the shop. That's about as far as you can get from the shop on the township to break down. So it kind of put us behind a little bit. We had most everything in pretty good shape, but there was only the two of us because the other two guys don't want to go to bed. So we kind of got stuck out there together. So finally I called the chief to see if he could send somebody out to pick one of us up. Because I took the old International out there because it had the same type D-ring for the plow, but it was the new one's too wide. It wouldn't fit in the International. I thought I could haul it back with that. And then I thought, well, if nothing else, I can have the wrecker driver put it in the bed of the truck, so at least we don't leave it sitting in the middle of the road. So I needed to stay out there with that truck, but I really wanted to get another truck on the road, so he was kind enough to come out and pick up Mr. Benson and take him back to the shop so we could get back on snow remove. So kind of a rough late afternoon, late morning, I guess, into the afternoon.
Likely most of the roads have been pretty clear by that time. They were really yeah. starting to clear when that happened.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Yeah. And actually, Homemakers and Hillbrook were probably the worst ones that we had left to do. The other stuff we wanted to go around and do a final cleanup, but we plowed and sold just about everything, so we were in pretty good shape. So,
any problems with Riverly?
No, so far not at all. I did get the letter signed. They even had an attorney look at it, and he signed another copy and sent it to us. So I meant to bring that up here, but I left it down there on my desk. They did have it mailed to us before the last two storms, actually. It was right after the last meeting, before the mayor had signed one, and then first part of this week, the other one came from the attorney, but I already had the one signed. I don't know why they signed two of them. So
probably signing off on the form.
Yeah. So, I do have those in hand, and so far no issues. We only had one complaint from down there all year. That was one of the first snows, one of the driveways. We were farther away than what they wanted to see us, so we went down, touched it up a little bit. I think everybody's been happy, so we're going a little bit wider on one of the last houses down on Old Tangi Boulevard along the river. And it's where it kind of starts to narrow down to Worthington's Road. So it got a little bit wide from their driveway, and they were complaining a little bit. But we got that taken care of. But so far, for the most part, everything's been going real well. So until the new truck breaks down. So, but hopefully we'll have that before the end of the week. We'll have that back. I'm hoping I'll hear something tomorrow. But I didn't want to pay tow it all the way out there, find out it was frozen airlines,
mm-hmm.
and then have to drive out there and pick it up and pay the tow bill. So I had them take it to the shop. So thaw it out first. It's like, no, it's still real broke. So then I also need approval for two purchase orders. We have gotten some salt from the city of Worthington. The majority of it we're getting from Franklin County. But during the heavy snowstorms, we start running a little bit low. We hop in Worthington.
It's nice.
instead of driving all the way down to 970 Dublin Road in the bad weather. Mm-hmm. So it's been really, really handy. Worthington has sent us a bill for the salt that we picked up in the amount of $1,547.74. So since that's over the $1,000, I need approval to pay that. And then today we got one from Franklin County Engineers in the amount of $2,009.64. So I also need approval for that.
Okay.
So,
I just need a motion to approve the two purchase orders.
Yeah.
For Worthington
and Franklin County Engineers.
Okay. So moved.
Thanks.
All in favor, say aye.
And then Marcus Rose, he's my injured employee. He's been doing work for us, but thanks to an employee manual that allows employees to donate sick leave to another employee. Just want to make sure that that's okay. He does have a torn ACL. It is going to require surgery.
Can they donate sick time, or do they have to donate vacation time?
Sick time, I believe, is...
It's usually vacation.
Yeah, I don't think vacation. It was just sick
really?
Leave.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never seen that before.
If it's workers' comp,
yeah.
You shouldn't need any time to
work.
Well,
right?
I would assume that would be part of the workers' comp claim.
He can file for wages, but it takes you 2 to 3 weeks to get before you start getting your first check, and he's been coming in and working. He'll probably be out for possibly 2 weeks. I don't know how much time he'll have built up, but unfortunately he's just started with us. He didn't have a lot of time built up, and with the workers' comp, by the time he gets his pay from them, they're terrible.
Right.
I've never seen such a mess.
I don't know if it would delay him getting his benefits if he's getting benefits. It'd be worth asking somebody.
And it's going to cost us more money if he files for wages.
Well, on the other hand, I think it's his right. I don't know that we can.
But if he's injured on the job,
yeah.
He doesn't have to use his own time.
He does not have to. That is correct. He can file. But if he files with workers' comp, it's a bigger claim against the township.
Well,
it costs us more money.
No, what I'm saying, what I've done in the past, to avoid what you're talking about, if they were injured on duty, we just pay them their regular wages. And now they had to stay home. They weren't allowed to go out and run around or anything like that. If they do that, they can come in here and work.
Right,
because there's going to be a 2 week period they want him off of it after surgery.
At least.
But you can't
have 2 to 3 weeks.
We have a TPA with a third party administrator with workers' comp. We need to ask them those questions because, we don't want to dissuade him from filing because he should, and we're limited to how much we end up paying anyway because it's an insurance policy, so it's not going to hurt us any more or less. We just want to make sure he knows his rights, and before people start donating time.
Yeah, got a couple of guys down there, including myself, who are willing to help him out, and we need to do that. But I can talk with her again, but because of this stuff that's happened through the workers' comp in the doctor's office, he's about 2 weeks behind.
Yeah.
I mean, he went 2 to 3 weeks before
happened. He'll probably get it back, but they might not give it back to him if he's already been paid, so it could hurt everybody. I would ask those questions before we... And I mean, they say 2 weeks, it could go longer than that, and we just want to make sure he's got what he's...
Well, I just
want to
make sure the boy pays bills.
Yeah,
that's my
concern.
I'm more concerned about him not being able to pay bills than anything else. Because he's trying real hard. He's coming in. He's working hard for us. So I will look into that. But just if everything else goes as bad as it has with workers' comp with his treatment, he'll be a month before he sees any money, at least.
And it's a reduced rate too.
Mm-hmm. It's not 4.8. Mm-hmm. I think it's only 70%, if I remember right. But I can ask, call and find out. But he would prefer to be able to stay and use his time.
Right. So I would just ask those questions just to reduce any liability on the township as well. But you know.
The only other thing I'd say is it depends upon the seriousness of the injury, and you know this, is if there could be problems in the future with that injury.
Yes.
he really wants to file workers' comp.
Yes, absolutely.
Not knowing that, because ACL,
well, he's filed. He's
really bad.
Yeah,
every lifetime.
Yeah. He's filed a workers' comp claim on the injury.
Even if there's like a disability or a partial disability down the road that kicked in, I just think we need to make sure he's got everything filed he needs filed. And
yeah, which he's got all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, ACL is curable. It healed. I tore my ACL back in the 80s. Yeah. I haven't had any problems since.
Of course, with any surgery, there's always
you have
to
yourself
off. Yeah.
So,
my wish
is hurting. The surgeon.
You just never know.
You just never know what's going to happen.
You just never know.
That I had to have two more. That's why I walked funny.
I'm more teaching. I didn't know what you did.
But
yeah, he's doing real well. Finally, they got the ball rolling. I don't know. We're waiting for final approval for the surgery itself, and they want to get him in as quick as possible. Cause
so within workers' comp, is there? I've never worked with it before, but is there a difference between the medical bills and the lost wages piece? He's taken care of on the medical end.
So we're
just
everything's
the lost wages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that the surgeons. Nurse sent stuff to our representative instead of the right person at workers' comp somehow, and she didn't realize she had it, and I guess, I don't know, but so there was 2 to 3 week period that nothing was happening because everybody said they didn't have anything and nobody was supposedly getting anything, so he's been pretty frustrated with, and I have been too. Finally, I called her, but he had called the doctor and talked his nurse and found out where she had sent stuff, and then when I called our representative and said, well, they said they sent it to you, she says, well, it shouldn't come to me, and then she looked in her faxes, and sure enough, there's the stuff, so she was kind enough to forward it to the right people, but that put us about 2 weeks behind, because everybody said they'd sent everything, and everybody said they weren't getting anything, so.
Fun times.
Yeah. So he had no physical therapy, no nothing. So
okay.
Okay. Well, I will double check with her and see what is the best thing to do. I know he's wanting to be able to keep as much wage time and work time as he possibly can.
If there's an elimination period, and I don't know that there is. I mean, that's where you guys would donate, and that might give him enough time for the paperwork to get through to hit when he's through. I don't want it to screw up his benefit that he's coming to him or put the township at risk if we do it incorrectly.
Okay. So. Alrighty, I will check into it.
Property maintenance?
Talked to Mark. He says his best to the team. He's making a good recovery. He's got some things that are still pending. He's got some medications. He's still recovering. He's feeling positive. He's in a good spirit. Earliest he could come back is end of March, so maybe end of March, early April. So
I was getting warm out.
Right when the grass starts to
grow. Time for mowing.
That's right. So, yeah.
And I forgot I did have one more thing.
Nope, you're done.
I can't believe I forgot this. I'm talking about Marcus. But just pass out information on the guys for recommended raises.
Oh.
For
the next meeting?
If you want to, yeah, we can wait until the next meeting and take a look at it. So,
okay. Thank you.
Put those numbers down. So.
Thank you, Tom, for putting it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Are you done now?
It was just more information for the next meeting.
Right. All right. Any other business?
The only other thing is on this mosquito contract. Some townships are a lot cheaper than our prices, but they have less testing that is being done. Are we allowed to scale how much testing we do, or do we know?
We have less amount of us.
Okay. So it's kind of set based on our risk?
Yeah, we have a base, and so that's... I think that we were contributing.
Yeah,
just want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know we've had issues with Mount Air and Walsall Canal Westview area with West Nile a couple of times. So.
Yeah.
I know they probably track those areas pretty badly.
Yeah. That's heavy duty. Yeah.
All right. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
Now, there was just one typo in there on the last page.
He's Tom.
I don't care if you want
to. You'd have to bring it up under your report.
He's out of time. Where's this typo?
It's... I've got to find a minute. The last page, there it is. Under road to snow plowing, polar vortex that the weather personnel is warning about in the news.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it reads fine to me.
So, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
As amended?
You just scratch out the is.
Second?
Second.
John.
Oh, I'll scratch that one.
Yeah, overly seconded. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Do we have...
Laura, did you move?
I thought you did.
Oh,
you did.
You did, and then he seconded.
Oh.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Oh, I did. That's okay. Yes.
Can we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Lindsay moved. I'll second.
Okay. I'll vote yes.
All right. Yes, aye.
Aye.
We're done.
Hi.
All right. Sorry, I was just saying
with the motion.
Be careful what you say, Lindsay.
Yeah, I'm rusty.